if you listen to Here and Now a lot, you know that I love spicy food. So today is a very good day because Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has joined us to talk about spicy foods. Kathy, I've never been happier to see you.
I know. You have this huge and I'm always grin happy to on see your you. Face. It's true. The very first time I met you, I think you said, I love chilies. I love spicy food. Can we do something?
Please.
It's taken us a while, but here we are. And it may seem odd that we're doing this in the summertime because I think instinctually people think, oh, chilies, hot food, cold
right.
weather. No. It turns out that eating chilies and hot pepper, think about it. It's very popular in tropical climates. Think of Indian food, Thai food,
yeah.
even the South in the U.S. It turns out that hot, spicy foods are stimulants. They stimulate the circulation. They raise our body temperature. But then what happens is it leaves you with this feeling of being cooler.
Hmm.
So, in fact, it's a great summer food.
Now, I have heard that Hillary Clinton, who's now running for president, when she was
what?
At the State Department, she used to sit there at meetings with a little bowl of jalapeno peppers, sliced jalapeno peppers. Is eating spicy food good for your health?
Yeah, it's really good for you. It's full of vitamin C. It's got 2.5 times more vitamin C than an orange. So that puts it into perspective. Mm. It's got vitamin A and potassium, some iron and protein. And of course, they're incredibly low in fat. What they do for people that are watching their weight or for people who are trying to reduce their sodium, it gives you a whole pow of flavor.
A jalapeno pepper.
Any kind of chili pepper. It just gives you this oomph, this really strong flavor. So you don't miss maybe not having dairy or having a lot of butter or oil in a dish. Or for people with the sodium, you don't miss the salt because your mouth is so full of flavor. So it works on many levels.
Okay. What do we have in front
okay,
of us?
Okay, Jeremy.
Here?
What
have
you brought me? We're going to start you subtly and we're going to build up. And
okay.
if you choke and if you cough,
then everyone will know.
I'm just going to say,
talk.
I told you so.
Okay.
okay. So the first dish is an Asian style cold noodle dish, that one. It's a fabulous sauce. You throw together peanut butter, tahini, chili oil, fresh ginger, fresh cilantro, fresh scallions, mm. fresh garlic, and you can use soba noodles or somen noodles.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And you'll notice it's not super spicy on the first bite, but between the ginger and the chili oil, it will build a little bit, which is what chili peppers mm. tend to do.
Which but, is great. You get a little kick.
Exactly. You get a kick, but you can. The thing is, the idea is not to be so macho that you blow your taste buds out and you can't really taste anything. The idea is that it enlivens the other flavors that are in the dish. That's a great summer dish.
That's delicious.
Completely make ahead. I do want to give you one tip because I have learned this the hard way. When you put the sauce on cold noodles, they drink it.
I'm starting to feel the spice, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, yeah.
Starting to
I can
build.
See. Yeah, your color is popping up there.
But the noodles start to drink the sauce.
They drink the sauce. So you want to add half the sauce to the noodles, toss them if you're doing this ahead of time. And then just before serving, just before we came into the studio, I tossed the other half of the sauce on so mm. that the noodles can't soak them up so you get the noodles and they don't get all gloppy.
Okay. So we'll put the recipe for this at hereandnow.org. And what is this one over here?
So this one, okay. You've been forewarned. I took a whole eggplant. So picture this. I do nothing to it. I get my grill super hot and I just blister it. I grilled it for about 15 minutes until it looked like a deflated oblong, you know, mm. football. Then I cool it and I keep the charred skin on and I cut it into quarters. And then that sauce underneath it is Greek yogurt with
oh, yeah.
harissa, which is a Tunisian chili pepper and spices. There's cumin in there. Are you getting that heat?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Jeremy?
You know, the yogurt cuts it a little bit.
You
so
can
that makes
still
it a little
talk.
Bit easier. Yeah, no. The harissa is very good.
And but did you try the pepper? These are from my garden. The green strips are a poblano pepper, a jalapeno pepper, which I also put on the grill until it was blackened. I did take the seeds out, but someone else that tasted that started to tear up. You are really something.
Oh, yeah.
You're not full of it. You really love this.
This is my jam.
Okay. All right. From now on. Okay. But I also want to tell you about those oils in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
This is another way if you have kids or if one of you likes chilies and the other one doesn't. This is thing called a firebox made, I'm probably not going to pronounce this correctly, but by the Boyajian Company. They're based out of New England. And these are 4 different chili oils, little bottles.
I'm just going to try the habanero oil.
Of course. He's going for the habanero.
Am I putting it on the bread?
Sure.
Or
try it on the eggplant. Try it on anything. So this is a really quick way. These are very intense oils, really pure flavors. I love just splashing them even on a piece of grilled chicken
right,
or fish. Here we go. Oh, my God. He's taking a huge... Okay, get the fire department. How are we doing? He may not talk for a while.
So far, so
I can
good.
Feel it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't that a nice flavor, those oils?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
You know, it's so trendy now that I have seen on several ice cream shop stands, chili pepper ice cream, wasabi ice cream. People cannot get enough of this hot, spicy flavor.
Kathy Gunst, Here and Now's resident chef, bringing me some spicy foods.
And
we'll put all of this up at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy. More spice to come.